Welcome back to day 20, which is a free day, and it's your fifth free day in the program. It might be day 20 for you, might be another day though. And this is Nancy calling in from the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. And this free day has another comfort zone challenge. If you remember the last one that I shared with you, this one I think is a little easier, so I put it further along in the program. And it's also from the 4-Hour Work Week by Timothy Ferriss. It's a comfort zone challenge, though, that might be even more challenging to a particular group of people, and I'll talk about that in a minute. It says that since many of us have trouble saying no to others, we often find ourselves stressed out with little time to build our businesses. So here's the challenge that'll push you out of your comfort zone. For the next 2 days, do as all good 2-year-olds do and say no to all requests. Don't be selective. Refuse to do all things that won't immediately get you jailed or fired, and I would also say divorced. Be selfish. As with the last challenge, the objective isn't the outcome, so in this case, eliminating those things that waste your time, but the process of getting comfortable saying no. So potential questions to decline may include the following. Do you have a minute? No, I don't. Want to see a movie tonight? No, I don't. Can you help me with X? No, sorry, I can't. No should be your default answer to all requests. Don't make up elaborate lies or you'll be out of integrity and very likely get called on them. A simple, I really can't, sorry, I've got too much on my plate right now will do as a catch-all response. So as I said, this may be particularly challenging for women, especially women with families. And the reason I say that is because typically for women with families, the default answer is yes. They're so busy trying to accommodate, and they're so service-oriented, and they're so helpful that they tend to put everyone and everything before themselves. So if that's something you recognize as a challenge for yourself, then this may be one of the best challenges you've ever taken on, which is saying no. It's also a great thing to teach your children that mom can actually say no to a request. Believe me, they won't break. They're very resilient. So go ahead and get some practice saying no and see how that could actually free up some time in your day. And I'll be back tomorrow on the sixth free day.